This is Willie Terry, your Roman labor correspondent for the Hustle Mohawk magazine. I'm here today on the phone with Terrion Robinson, who is an author of a book called I Deserve Better. And how you doing,
Terrion? I'm doing just fine.
So, Terrion, before we get started, why don't you like just tell our audience a little bit about you?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, so I'm a wife, mother of three. I have three boys. The oldest is Jaden. He's actually a freshman up that way, closer to you, at Marist College, where he plays basketball and is a sports communication major. And I also have boys who are 11, Ace and Ross, and I share them, you know, with my husband, Keith. We are all, you know, we're from New Jersey, born and raised. I met you up in Albany at an event at an elementary school, and I was there promoting my book, I Deserve Better, as well as my coloring book, Color Repeat Believe. And I'm doing as much as I can to get in more places and spaces to try to promote my book, but also to, because of the message of my book, really try to get in with kids as much as possible, have the discussions, do readings and all that good stuff.
So, now, you know, I was reading the flyer that they had put out about your event at the library. And it said that your book was earned the number one spot on the Amazon new release list.
It did, yeah.
And what was that like?
That was, you know, that was a shock for me. And the funny thing is, someone actually had to tell me that that happened because I didn't know. You know, the book sales are great, comes with the territory. But, you know, to be honest, that is not what drives me. That's not, you know, it's necessary. That's not, you know, what I do it for. Like, I literally love to be in the classroom, in libraries, whatever book events, you know, to actually do the work, do the readings, have discussions with kids, because I think it actually makes a difference. Yeah. So that's the part that I really love. But that number one bestseller, that was nice too, though. I won't lie.
Right. Yeah, I mean, all the authors would like to have that, who write books. You know,
It's great. It's a great accomplishment, you know, because once you get it, you know, that can't be taken away. Like, that happened. So, yeah, that was amazing to, you know, even get to that.
Mm-hmm. Now, you said something about a classroom. Now, you teach?
I don't teach, but I've been invited to, probably been to about a dozen schools now. Mm-hmm. I've been invited, you know, as a guest author to come and do readings. I do book signings. We do some question and answer. My book is actually designed for kids who are more like, for younger kids, like 6 to 9 years old. But because of the message and the topic, I've actually been invited to speak with kids as old as 8th grade. And even though my book is the verbiage, you know, it's for a much, it's very simple words. It's not, you know, for an older reader, but it's because of the topic, educators, principals, guidance counselors, they see the value. And so what I've had to do is kind of tweak my, the way that I, you know, depending on the age level or the age group that I'm working with on any particular visit, being able to engage kids as young as, I think I've worked with 3-year-olds all the way to 13, maybe 14. I just figure out how to engage whatever age group I'm working with at any given time, and we make it work. You have a good time.
So what inspired you to start writing children books? I mean, why did you get into it?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I get asked that a lot. I get asked, is that something that, you know, you've always aspired to be? And the answer is no. I never dreamed that I would write a children's book. In my mind, you know, that's just what other people did. It's not something that I ever saw myself doing myself. But the story just kind of landed in my lap, so to speak. The story is based on a true story. It's dedicated to my oldest son, Jaden, and I'm referring to I Deserve Better. It's dedicated to my oldest son, Jaden.
Yeah, that's one thing I was going to ask you. You know, is it based on a real life?
Yes. Yeah, it is. It's his story. And the goal is to help children who are dealing with an absent or inconsistent parent and help them just try to, you know, navigate all those big and confusing emotions that come along with the territory, helping them understand that, you know, it's not their fault that, you know, that absent parent or that absent family member, whoever it is, isn't there or isn't doing what, you know, they know they're supposed to do. A lot of times when children don't have an outlet or have that person to help them navigate those feelings, they often go inward and blame themselves. And, you know, that's just not right. So that's my goal. That's the point of all of this, to help kids in those situations just understand that it's not their fault. It has no bearing on their value as a person, and that, you know, they can get on the other side of this, you know, mm-hmm. and just help them do that.
Now, I just want to ask you one more thing. You said, like you said, it was based on the real life story. Yeah. So this actually happened where maybe one of your sons was waiting for his father?
Yes. So my oldest son, Jaden, you know, his father and I, you know, we didn't raise him together, unfortunately. But, you know, and unfortunately, it wasn't a situation where, you know, he did the right thing. And Jaden had issues emotionally because of that. So as a mom trying to help her young son figure this out, you know, together, this is how what I mean when I say the story kind of fell in my lap. And I wrote this story. So my son, I told you, is 20. He's 20. He's a freshman in college now. Mm-hmm. And so I wrote this book actually in my head like 15 years ago, Willie. Mm-hmm. And I just got the nerve, or even really, you know what? I didn't even mention it. I didn't tell anybody about it until maybe about 5 years ago. And then more recently, because I published it this past, it hasn't even been out a year yet. This past August is when I published it, mm-hmm. And I self-published it. And yeah, it's just the timing, even though it's like, wow, you know, it took so long, it actually feels right. You know, my son was in a place mentally and emotionally where, of course, you know, I asked his permission if it was okay to put this out there, you know, because this is a little, you know, vulnerable. It's a little to put that out there like that. It's based off him. It's no secret. And he's in a place where he was able to give me his blessing. He was so supportive. In fact, he was there that day when we met. He came to the event with me. Mm-hmm. So it was great, you know, just to have him there in person. To see what I do when I do these events, you know, firsthand, but also just to show that other layer of support.
Mm-hmm. So what was the path, you know, I'm just curious, to get a book published? Ooh. I mean, what challenges did you have to go through? Because I'm sure you said you had thought about this a long time ago.
Man, I mean, Willie, they talk about trial and error.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Lots of trials and lots of errors. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I didn't even start even really pursuing it seriously to really put it out there until, you know, more recently. So it's not like I was going all that time trying to figure it out. It probably, once I decided, because that was the other thing. I told you, this wasn't something that I aspired to do. Mm-hmm. So I had to go to school for this. I didn't really know anything about publishing a book, learning, you know, how to go about it, understanding that I was going to end up doing it myself and self-publishing, which was fine, but just learning all the ins and outs, the formatting, the finding an illustrator, just learning all the ins and outs of the different programming and the platforms like Amazon and what they need as far as publishing a book. It's a lot, but it's so worth it. It's such a amazing and validating experience. You know, mm-hmm. once you get it done, I remember the day that I got the first copy of my book and I got to touch and hold it and see it like that. It's literally, being that this story has been in my heart for so long, it's literally like the birth of a child, if you will. You know, only because it's been with me for so long and, you know, I labored, you know, putting it together and getting it out into the world. But it's an amazing experience.
So have you been proud to writing it? Did you read other books about, authors mm-hmm. that were written books about kids, in particular African-American?
Yeah, of course. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that was part of what finally pushed me to put my story out there or put this story out there, mm-hmm. because I was looking for books that spoke about this topic directly, and I really just couldn't find any. You know, there were plenty of books about divorce or mm-hmm. Mixed families or different topics kind of in the same family, but not directly, not directly about this topic. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, there's just, and it's unfortunate that there's so many children, especially black and brown children, who find themselves in this situation.
Right.
And it just needed, I was convinced that after not finding anything like it, what do they say? If you don't see something out there in the world that it needs to be out there, you do it yourself. So that's what I did.